My guest at this time is retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. He is now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem, and he joins us to talk about the nomination of former Senator Chuck Hagel to be defense secretary. Many of Hagel's critics say that the former senator is not nearly friendly enough towards our major ally in the Middle East, Israel. And, of course, we want to get the general's thoughts on the upcoming Israeli elections on January 22nd, which could have a major impact on policy in the region. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us, as always.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, let's start with the nomination of Senator Hagel. I know that, for the most part, leaders like President Netanyahu are not going to comment publicly on the policy and personnel decisions of the American president, but there are concerns of some American lawmakers about Senator Hagel and the approach he would take to Israel. Does that same concern exist in Israel, and what do you make of the choice?
Well, actually, all the headlines in the Israeli press is talking about Mr. Chuck Hagel, but I must tell you the truth. Most of the Israelis do not know the man and do not know even his name. He's not very famous. He's not very well known in the Israeli public opinion. We hear from some sources in America, in Washington, that in the past, Senator Chuck Hagel said something that the leaders of Israel do not like. But I must tell you that it is in the headlines, but it's not such a major concern in Israel.
I'm guessing you care more about the policies of the president, considering that the Secretary of Defense would serve underneath the president.
Yeah, we're talking about the possibility that Mr. Chuck Hagel in the previous times mentioned some remarks concerning the policy towards Israel, and that's supposed to be kind of anti-Israel policy. But we got a quote. Somebody said that he said only yesterday that he supports the state of Israel, that he is looking after the needs of the security of the state of Israel. There's nothing to be concerned about. Some commentators spoke about the fact that maybe this is a kind of revenge by President Obama against our Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu because of the dispute they had in the past. But again, this is only rumors or speculations. The Israelis always trust the administration, especially Secretary of Defense, that he will understand the needs of Israel. And as always, Israel and America will be very good friends and allies.
We're talking with retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. And, sir, what changes, if any, would you like to see in American policy towards Israel than what we've seen over the past 4 years?
Well, as we said many times before, we really appreciate the support of America towards Israel concerning security and diplomacy. And we always felt that America and the administration and the state of Israel are actually both broadcasting on the same wave. There were many stories about the relationship between Netanyahu, our prime minister, and Mr. Obama, the president. And we now believe that those personal relations maybe disappeared, and the United States and Israel together will go to the future with hands together, not separated. So I don't know what to say more about our expectations besides the fact that we always appreciate what America is doing for us and will do in the future.
Let's turn now to Israeli elections. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, called special elections, and they will be held January 22nd. The early polls seem to suggest that the prime minister will be easily reelected, and that means that Likud, a party, will do quite well. Is that still the expectation?
All the polls expect that Netanyahu will win again and will be able to build the coalition he needs to form the new government. The questions, who will be the partners? Will the same structure, the same parties will be part of the future coalition, mainly the ultra-Orthodox parties, or maybe what we call in Israel central parties or left parties. This is the main issue. What will be the outcome of the elections and who will help Netanyahu to build the coalition? If that will not happen, that will be a great surprise in the Israel political map, because all the polls, actually, you know, Netanyahu could stay in office until November this year, but he decided to go for early elections 10 months before, and he believed that he will win, and in 22nd of January, 22 weeks from now, he will be able to go back to his old office. But as we know in politics, could be and might be some surprises.
Let's talk about the campaign. Is he mainly talking about security issues like a nuclear Iran, like the situation in Gaza with Hamas, or are there more domestic issues driving the campaign?
Well, Hamas and Iran are the main issues because Hamas, as all of us know, they keep saying that Israel has no right to exist in the Middle East. And even we have kind of a ceasefire with them since the last military operation took place in November. They keep talking about their dreams and about their wishes to send the Israelis to the ocean. So absolutely, Hamas is still a threat, and the same story with Iran. That's concerning our security issues. Of course, also, we have some internal problems in Israel, and that's always in a democracy very active and very dynamic. All the issues are now on the table, and we still have around 20% of the Israelis who do not know who they will vote for. So the race after those 20% is still in all engines ahead, as we say, to persuade those people to go and, first of all, vote, and second of all, vote to the party that they want to be in the coalition. So like any other elections in a democracy, this is a very interesting time in our history in the state of Israel.
Last question before we let you go, General. Just to your north in Syria, there's obviously been a civil war going for a long time, over 60,000 people dead. On the one hand, you have a regime from Assad that is in league with Iran and is helping to sponsor terrorism. On the other hand, there's rebels with a lot of different components, some of which are believed to be linked to al-Qaeda and perhaps the Muslim Brotherhood. So from an Israeli perspective, which side would you like to see prevail?
Well, I can tell you that President Assad, the president of Syria, he is a leader that for us was a very good leader in the sense that he didn't open any fire in the border in the Golan Heights between Israel and Syria for the last 39 years. His father and he is also keeping the same policy, not peace, but rather quiet border, which is very nice, and maybe in the future we'll have peace. But as you said, for the last 2 years or a little bit less than that, there is a civil war, and we do not know what will come out of this civil war. He will leave office. Who will replace him? Will it be al-Qaeda? Will it be another radical Islam Muslim fanatic groups which will start, God forbid, an attack Israel on the northern border? So we are, actually do not know what to expect. We believe that innocent people are killed by the regime. Of course, we condemn it. We don't like it. But on the other end, we don't know what will happen after he will leave this regime. So this is still a puzzle for all of us.
Many questions on many of your borders, and that certainly is nothing new for Israel. But we'll keep watching, and we thank you as always for your time, sir.
Thank you very much for calling me. God bless America and Israel.
Retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon, now a radio talk show host, joining us from Jerusalem. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.